the countdown begins. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous. Wow.
Hot mic.
This is your all Fresno podcast. Everything great about Fresno, pop culture, politics, entertainment. You will hear it here on Fresno with Flowing with Famous. As always, I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. And with me is Mike C. He is the Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
And he is part of the Dorktown Network of podcasts.
Yay, Dorktown Network.
Let me, first of all, just some podcasting news.
Start it off.
I have heard that there is a bourbon podcast that is being done in town.
Oh, yeah?
With some people that we know. And so...
It's first I'm hearing of this.
I don't think that it's actually... It has been recorded. It may not have been, uploaded for people's listening pleasure, but it does exist. So I'll try to get them connected with you because I think it would make a great addition.
It's not. Is it Nick or Matt?
No.
Didn't tell me?
No, that'd be great.
Is it is it Forrest from Tioga?
It's one of them. It's Suzanne Bertrose's husband and Andrew Toshki.
Uh huh.
Every time that I say his name, I say it incorrectly.
I think it's Toshi, but I don't know.
I say it incorrectly.
I always say Toshi
on purpose.
Yeah.
And not to him, but to other people. And then, I've done it so long that like I don't know exactly what the real. And so he's gonna be so mad if he hears this.
Nobody tell Andrew, but then somebody tell Josh the proper way. You know, secretly.
I know the proper way. I just anyway. I hear that they have.
He's just doing a bit. He knows, Andrew.
right there you go. Mm-hmm. A bourbon podcast. And I think that'd be great. So it would be awesome. Another addition to the Dorktown
Network.
They want to
be part of it. Sure,
a podcast. So there it is.
I trust those two.
Yeah.
So
seems like
as far as being a good podcast.
Yeah, so. And also taste in bourbons.
You may not want to be associated with us.
Well, that could happen. You know, but you have some quality on there right now.
Yeah.
So we're here to.
You just heard it.
There it is. Yeah. So we're here to talk about Fresno stuff, and it has been crazy.
Oh man,
a crazy like
this is what's tough when we do a bi-weekly podcast, and we're like. In the middle of a week, all the stuff's happening, and we're like, we're not podcasting.
Right.
I thought about doing like a week. We should probably do like a live break-in, like Instacast.
Breaking news.
And Instacast.
Maybe when these kind of situations
arise. If you
got
Skype at home, we can do it.
So the big news, and there are several pieces to this, but I think the big one and probably what we'll spend most of our time talking about is the city council's vote on bus rapid transit.
Yes, the BRT.
The BRT. And it came
Hashtag Fresno BRT.
There it is. Check it out. And you really should read the live tweets because people were tweeting during the
meeting. I got
fired.
Like, I was kind of, just gotten home and it had already been halfway. And I just was figuring it was over. And then I started seeing Twitter just kept blowing up about it. And then all of a sudden, I got engrossed in it. And then I was in. Luckily, C-Mac had it on TV.
Right. That's what CMAC's there for, to give us this kind of stuff.
Perfect.
I think this vote was really a perfect example of what people, you know, they always say local elections matter. Mm-hmm. This was it.
Yeah.
You know, this was kind of
that
proof.
This is actually the council actually affecting Fresno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole city.
Let's run people through exactly what happened. And you were watching sort of live. I was just following it on Twitter. So maybe I'll let you kind of set it up. And then we can kind of get into analysis. Because I think there's a lot of analysis that needs to happen.
So, like, whoever doesn't know, you could probably explain it better. But the bus rapid transit system. It's just the government said, here we have $50 million to give you.
$50 million.
To improve your bus service.
Right.
We're going to go from River Park to downtown.
River Park to downtown.
Downtown, down Kings Canyon.
And from downtown to Kings Canyon, yes.
you're going to get a streamlined bus service.
Right.
Just a much essentially a better time from point A to point B, a much faster time than what you're seeing now.
Right.
And they're you know, there's going to be infrastructure that needs to be built for that to make it happen.
Right. Here's your money.
But here's your money to do it. You're not going to have to spend anything. Here's your money.
Right.
All that was needed was to the council to rubber stamp this.
Accept it, right.
Just say, okay, we'll take your money.
Yeah.
But somehow, because it's Fresno.
Because it's Fresno.
Because if it doesn't involve sprawl, if it doesn't involve cars, if it's anti-cars and anti-sprawl, then resistance comes up somehow.
Right.
For some ungodly known reason, it just happens.
Right.
And so... most any other city, this is a slam dunk.
Right.
Cleveland already did this, accepted it, did this, everything.
Take our money.
And it worked out great.
Yeah.
It worked out just as they said it would, all the positives.
Right.
Even to the point of generating income for the city. The city
is now making money.
Making more money because of that.
Right.
So it's just, it's a proven system.
And
Fresno, and it was a nonprofit group brought this money to Fresno.
Sure, right,
it wasn't anything the city government did.
Right, went after, right.
A nonprofit went out worked their ass off
got
the grant, which is not being, you know, us being from Creative Fresno, a nonprofit as well, knowing how difficult it is to get grant money.
It's not, it's no easy task.
It's very difficult, even though we're like, Fresno's primed to get grant money.
Right.
We should be.
Because,
we deserve all kinds of grant money.
Because... we need it.
Yeah, we do. Right?
And that's what grants are for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what the government's for.
Continue
on. Things that the general public can't handle.
Continue on.
So here it is. Slam dunk. It should have taken 5 minutes.
Less.
Just like, oh, you want to give us $50 million? Thank you.
Right.
See you. All right, guys. Let's all go home. But
7 hours later.
But the creatives of Fresno... and just knowing how Fresno works,
understand
there is a buildup of like, hey, everybody, we got to show up and make sure that the council knows how important this is because we can't trust them to actually see it. We got to go down there.
Spell it out for them.
So they do this.
Let's sort of back up. This isn't something that just appeared overnight. There's been plans for this in the works for a long while. There were public hearings. People could come out and give their opinions and things on the bus rapid transit. I believe less than a month ago, there was a information sort of session specifically for city council members to kind of get... A base understanding of it. So, it's not like this was out of the blue for the council. Long story short, after much debate, it went on, the final vote was at what time? The final vote
was like 12:30 at 12:30. Night.
12:30?
Somewhere in midnight, 12:30.
It opened up at 5 p.m., right? So, 12:30. So, they voted 4-3. To not accept the funds, essentially.
Yes.
Tell the government, hey, go screw yourselves. Yeah. We don't need your... Yeah.
They said what? That's what I could have imagined when they... The people that gave the grant to Fresno are like, what are you talking about? No, I don't understand.
They're going to, apparently, and this has happened in other cities, they will send a letter that says, if you do not use this money... in the way that you said you will, then you need to return that money or we will sue you for it.
Yep.
So
this is money that this is the only thing the grant is good for.
Right. It can't be used for any other.
You can't put it on something else. Can't like, well, let's just use that money to make the streets better or make just the whole bus system better.
Right.
No, you can't do that.
Right.
It has to be used for this specific thing.
Right.
Otherwise, it just goes to another city.
Right. And so
it doesn't go back into the government budgets like, oh, well, now we got $50 million more in our budget.
No.
It goes to another city.
Right.
And that was what happens.
Yeah, and that's what happened. So
and they and a lot of people came out in support of it. Uh-huh. You know, yeah. They had, you know, public could talk about it to the council.
Sure.
Most of it was support, but there was a lot of people that people against it, most of them were misinformed. Just didn't understand. It felt like you could use the money somewhere else.
Right, right.
Or felt like it was the city of Fresno that was spending the money. Right. There was all this kind of misinformation, which I don't know if I want to blame KMJ because I wasn't listening to KMJ prior to it. I get the feeling that KMJ was out there misinforming people.
KMJ, there were some ads that were being run.
And the Tea Party was misinforming people.
Well, here's the thing. I with the information that I had on it, I did not hear one good reason as to why we shouldn't have accepted the money. I mean, there was just not one reason that stands up to any sort of scrutiny.
There was like the Tea Partiers, which the reasons against it were the only ones that I could at least wrap my head around, because the Tea Party people just don't accept any government funding for anything.
Right. But
so they're just like, all right.
But that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit because you know that they do.
Oh, yeah. They do. They don't want it. They just kind of look the other way.
Because Veterans Boulevard, which is going to be coming up for a vote soon. Yes.
Oliver Maines made the... it wasn't. It was a girl that I believe was involved with getting the grant came up and made the point of, you know, you're going to be voting on grant, which is a $120 million project.
Of grants.
A lot of more money than this BRT. Right. And I guarantee it's going to be a slam dunk 7-0 vote.
I would like to see those people down there saying, no, we cannot take that money. Or any money. I mean, look, the truth is that we use government money all the time for things that we personally don't believe in. And that's just the way it is.
That's just, you can't, you know, just, you can't just like pick and choose what your money is
and
necessarily going to go for.
In truth, this is exactly the type of thing that I think, and I would think that most people would agree, that taxpayer dollars should be spent for.
Yeah.
Improving infrastructure of your city.
And this is, you know? I mean, and this is tax money that the country has given us. Right. This isn't our Fresno. Like, I mean, we're getting money back from the rest of the United States. Right. And it's just, I get somebody that just, I don't want any government. Like, I completely disagree.
Right. But
I get it.
Right,
like, at least they have this point and they stick with it. Like, that was the only thing against the BRT that even was remotely made sense. There was no other argument that against the BRT that made any sense.
Well, and you know, so the truth about it is that is because it wasn't ever about the BRT.
Yeah. So why would four council members vote against this, Josh? Well, why? Free money.
So the Fresno Bee pointed out in their editorial, in one of two editorials that they ran prior to the vote, that there is a contingency of people in town, developers and council members, who do not agree with the city's general plan, which was passed in 2012. And that general plan called for a certain amount of infill development and a tightening in of sprawl. And essentially, it was looking to build infill along Blackstone and Ventura, right? So those sort of BRT lines. Without BRT, that general plan suddenly doesn't make as much sense, right? Mm. And so the Fresno Bee posited, and I think correctly, that this wasn't the people who were against BRT were really using it as a ploy to sort of undercut the city's
general plan.
So essentially, without the BRT, you know, the city has to go back and start and rethink their general plan, which, if it has to come up for another vote, then the developers will suddenly have more say, and it very well could sway it back the other way. And if you think that that's doubtful if you don't believe it. In the Fresno Bee had a story on Monday, or no, I think it was Friday actually. So it was either Friday or Monday after the vote, and Lee Brandt actually said it. He said, you know, this was not about BRT. This was about the general plan. You know,
he like,
I mean,
he just flat out just said,
he came out and said it. And to me, it's like, okay, that's great. Then you should have just at the very beginning of the meeting said, hey, look, no matter what you say about this, I'm going to vote no. So let's all save ourselves some time and we'll just have the vote now. Because really, that's what they showed was, A, they can't be trusted. You know, they're completely disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not listening to reason.
They listen to the developers.
Right. I mean,
and not the people.
Or they're not listening even to like reason or logic.
There was because it's always when I'm at work.
Sure.
I've never gone down to a council big vote meeting, but I have been able to watch it because of the CMAC channel. And this one, like more than the others I've watched, like made me really realize that it's just people in general. Nobody changes their minds on things.
Right.
Once you've like decided on something, nobody changes their minds, no matter how good the other argument is.
Right.
Like, I was like, Jesus, how can they think anything after hearing the arguments that people would put? Like, how could you think not that? And they still were just, four of them were just like, no, I didn't hear all one word all those smart people said.
And you know, this vote to me, it shouldn't have been surprising at all, but... You know, Friday when I woke up and I saw the vote, I was like really depressed. And for the first time in my life, I really thought like, oh man, all that shit that people say about Fresno, it's true.
Yep.
You know? And I've been, since then, I've been alternating between two things. One is like, okay, well now we know what we're up against. Like we know the kind of political monsters that we're dealing with here. So we need to vote them out. I mean, we just need to do everything we can to find new people and vote them out. Okay. So that's one side. The other side of me is like, oh, fuck it. I just don't care. I don't care. Like the leadership in Fresno doesn't care. And they obviously are, you know, they don't care about the welfare of the city. So, you know, fuck them. The city gets what it deserves, you know? People in Fresno just don't care, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I was, like Friday, that's where I was, it was like, for the first time in my life, I thought, you know, if I could find some place to move, I probably would.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that night, I may have felt the
Portland,
same way.
Here we come.
That night, I was like, oh, I flashed in my head, but I erased it. I'll explain in a minute. Flashed in my head, oh, that's what those people that move away and say, talk shit about Fresno, I'm like, fuck this place. I'm like, oh,
that's what they're talking about.
This is what they're talking about. Now, later on, I'm like, fuck that. I'll keep fighting to make it better. Yeah. But I mean, I was like, all right, I get it. That's what those people do. And they're just like, I throw my hands up. Yeah, I'm leaving. Done with it.
And I understand. I mean, I really do. And I've, you know, for probably Friday, like all of that was where I was at. It was just like, no, you know what? We shouldn't have to fight this hard for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't have to fight for $50 million that will improve the city. Like, it will improve the city. There should be no fighting for that. No,
for money we're not spending.
Yeah.
That costs us nothing. That does nothing to our general fund. That's always the scare tactic whenever the city needs to spend money. Or the general fund.
Right.
This had nothing to do with the general fund. So it was just, there was no argument to stand on. And when the four, Lee Brandt, Caprugilio,
Caprugilio, whatever, I apologize for saying your
name. I apologize. Yeah. I did too. I seriously can't.
Right,
I don't know.
I understand.
Brandao and Olivier.
Clint Olivier.
Those four. Those are the no guys. These are the four that you got to just, we have to just hound and say, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
Like, and I wanted to listen to their arguments, and none of them made any.
Right.
Sense arguments. And like, it was Olivier was so, I was so confused because he went off on this rant about like how the poor people need the bus. And
all, yes.
Like, yeah, they do.
They do.
And like, he's making all these good bus points. And then he's like, no, but right. No. And then Caprilugio. Sorry.
Well, we should look that up.
Yeah. He was like, well, this needs more study, and we need to go and figure out how to make the bus system better. I'm like, no, this, we figured right. it out.
Right.
This was sitting in front of you. This is it.
There was.
This is it. And it's paid for, and it's done. He's like, we got to, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the government. This is freaking why people hate politicians. Like,
right.
We got to study, then right. do some more. No, we did. We did everything you're talking about. Here it is.
You know, I understand that people's frustration, like, with the bus system, and yes, it needs to be fixed. Anyone who could not see that this would be a step toward that is not qualified to sit on the council. Like, really, if that's the thing, if you can't look at this and go, oh, yeah, this is a really good step toward making a bus system that actually works for people, then you really should not be on the council. You should resign your position right now. I mean, that's really what it is. You should just go, I have no idea how the world works. Here it is, you know?
And then, like... And then Lee Brand, see, his mind always seems like he's a numbers guy.
Yeah.
Like, all right, the math doesn't, he's a math guy.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, how can he say no? I was like, because usually he's always very right. conservative, which usually I'm against. But here's a point where I'm thinking, well, this may be somewhere where he can join.
Right.
Because the math plays out right. properly.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay any money.
Right.
It's paid for 3 years.
Right.
And the worst case scenario is we run out of money for it in 3 years and we don't use it anymore.
Right.
That's the worst. Right. The worst thing that could happen is that we're where we're at now.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
the worst case scenario. Right. So, like, maybe Brand would be backing this because right. the math is correct.
Well, and the thing about it
and
is...
And he wasn't still. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
You know, people were saying, well, after 3 years, the ridership's not going to be there to support it. But... The reason that the grant was awarded was because they were able to prove or to show that these two lines, and this is why they chose Blackstone and this is why they chose Ventura,
mm-hmm.
Would be able to support mm-hmm. a BRT.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah, I totally believe that.
And,
but like, even if it didn't, right. like, who cares? It's still the same. All right, so yeah. now we have
giant buses.
Now we have,
know?
Yeah, who cares? Now we just have the same thing. There was no argument. It was just so crazy. That's why, and like Oliver Baines, to me, just became a rock star that night.
Right, because he was calling him out, right?
Yeah, he was calling him out, and then he was calling out the crazy Tea Party people, which you just don't ever hear a politician.
Right.
Just like, he was just like, hey, I see we know these people are crazy. Don't think that we sit up here and don't know that they're crazy, because we see it. We know these people are crazy. They're not making any sense. And we're like, holy shit. He's just like, and then Caprilio or whatever used
there
that to
is.
Him.
I think that's
maybe
it.
Maybe yeah. it's Caprilio. He was like, I respect all the people that come in here. Oh, shut up, dude. Come on.
Apparently, you don't respect the ones who think that the Fresno yeah. can be a progressive city. So,
and I mean, you got to give it up to Oliver Baines
yeah.
and Bong Zhang and the... Damn it, Mike. Quintero,
yeah.
Did say yes
yeah.
and got it and apparently don't have developers in their back pocket.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, and here, and this is the other side of me, the side that is a little less like defeated by this. Now we know. We know who the good guys are. We know who mm-hmm. the bad guys are. There are some council seats that are going to be up. Clint Olivier is one of them, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can, if we mobilize and continue to talk about this, then we, you know, put these guys on notice that, like, hey, no, this is not going to fly.
Yeah.
You know, there are people in this town who care about the way that the city is going to progress, and, you know, and we're not going to allow this anymore. And
I saw some points on Twitter, too, that made me feel a little bit like it was just kind of like, you know, this is your last bit of your last bit of old white guy-ness on Fresno.
Yeah.
It's not going to be too much longer before you guys are done.
Out, right.
Have fun with your little last bit of conservative white guy vote, because I feel like
the tide is turning, but at the same time, every time I feel that way, then something comes up, you know, they have this bike lane vote or they have this vote, and it's like every time that we have to fight for something that should be so simple, just
some interesting other points I saw on Twitter is like they just ignored the mayor, like the mayor was sitting right there, look at him.
Right.
And they just like, I don't care about what you say, mayor. I'm voting no.
Right. Which is really interesting because, you know, we have a strong mayor form of government where
the council is supposed
to have some power, but
the mayor had no power in this other than to just say, I wish you'd vote yes.
Yeah. You guys.
And they're like, bleh. Are you Granville? No. All right. And I'm not listening to you.
So, and this sort of sets up a whole lot of things because there are several more votes that will be coming up in the next couple of months where I think the mayor and sort of the what I would call the progressive creative side are going to come in clash with these particular council members again, I think. And one of those is the Fulton Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And so yesterday, the Planning Commission voted.
Switching to our favorite topic.
I know, our favorite
Fulton
topic.
Mall.
The Fulton Mall. We should have some Fulton Mall music.
I know, we need to have
play.
A Fulton Mall theme.
Yeah, because we talk about it so much. But the Fulton Mall, we're finally seeing some progress on, you know, a real, in quotes, revitalization of the Fulton Mall. Mm-hmm. And it is, there are. Now, I guess only two options available. There were several that were being bantied about at one point. The Planning Commission put forth two options, both involving vehicular traffic. And they approved these two options and an environmental impact report. Essentially, what they voted on was that they would recommend that the city council approve the environmental impact report and designate the Fulton Mall as a street, which would then allow the city to come in and you know, open it up to traffic and essentially make it like it was before it became the Fulton Mall. Which is all well and good. I mean, it depends. Because we get back to the debate, you know, and we've had this debate before. Should it be open to mall? Should it be open to traffic? Should it not be open to traffic? At this point, I think it's fairly safe to say it's going to be open to traffic.
Yeah. Okay. If the money pans out.
So here's the thing. You know, with this council and what they have shown at the BRT vote, it's up in the air what they're going to do. You know, because this is the mayor's sort of, you know, legacy project here. Like,
right.
But if the council wants to hold it up so that they can get some sort of other movement on the general plan, they might be able to do that. So they could essentially just say, no, we're not, we don't want this.
Yeah.
Or they could say, yeah, you know, we will vote, make it a street. Mm-hmm. And then when the grant money comes in, right, because there's $16 million of grant money that is going to be coming in to help to pay for the project, the council could just say, well, no, we're not going to accept the grant money.
Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, I see that we could be talking about this next year in very much the same way we're talking about it now.
Well, it's just, it is, It's possible out there. They have the history now.
I mean,
the only thing that it gets is it's a pro vehicle thing.
Right. They
love cars.
They love cars. So
love driving.
We do have that going for us.
So they've
and I do think that the council members specifically, some of them have. I think maybe actually all of them have sort of. Tentatively said that they support.
Well, they voted unanimous about that today. So it would make sense, but
you just never. I mean,
they're really, hypocrites if they just take the money,
right? Exactly.
If they vote yes,
and so
they can't vote yes for anything now. Grant money for
right. Well, no, they can because here's the thing: they don't care.
Like, they don't care that their history was.
No,
like,
they don't care. I mean,
hey, but what about BRT? You said no. Ah.
I mean, and realistically, that's what they've shown, really, is just that, like, they're going to do whatever they want, and they don't have to have a reason for it, and they're not really beholden to anyone other than, you know,
their district, if their district's conservative, then they're just going to keep.
And what I don't understand
voting conservative,
is,
regardless of.
Right. But what I don't understand is, you know, I understand, you know, you have to do what you feel is best for your constituents in your district. Great. If you can't understand. Nice.
Mic fail.
If you can't understand that doing things like improving BRT, doing things like improving a gigantic blighted spot in town. And I'm not even going to say Fulton Mall is necessarily a blighted spot because I don't necessarily believe that, but
no, I don't believe it.
If you don't see how those kind of things help the entire city, then that's where the problem is. And I think
there, I saw that too. That BRT vote too did expose, because I think even one of the council members admitted, like, this isn't my this doesn't help my district, so what do I care? Like, there is very much that mentality of that. There is that Tea Party conservative mentality of this isn't doesn't have anything to do with me.
Right.
No.
Right. And I think, you know, just because it doesn't have anything to do with you directly, you know, it will elevate the city as a whole. And if you can't see how things like bad air, you know, livability issues, walkability, blah, 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 poverty, if you can't see how those things affect your section of town, once again, I think you are not ready
to
be.
There was a scary ass thing that I think Rebecca Plevin, Valley Public, do you see that thing the T cell count, it is just one doctor's or one researcher's thing
conclusion,
but so you have to take that into account, that people in the valley, the kids in the valley, have a lower T cell count than the rest of the country.
Right, that they're genetically sort of mutating.
We are mutating. Our children in the valley are mutating
the crappy ass air
because of our air.
Right,
we have worse. That's just scared the shit out of me. Right. I never cared about like the air stuff really all that much. That was just, I read that, I was like, oh.
We're going to be mutants. We're all going to have pasty-ass skin because we have to stay indoors all the time.
So, I mean, it's a serious thing. I mean, no, look at what happened. We had that long stretch of not raining and people burning fireplaces. And so we had the worst air possible before the rain. I mean,
And did you see there was a photo on the Fresno Beehive that was a picture of the downtown skyline
from a year ago?
Yeah. And then juxtaposed with one.
Close.
And it was ridiculous. The first one, you could see the mountains, whatever. The second one, you couldn't even see the skyscraper.
I mean, you could do that all. I mean, anytime there's after a rain, you could take a sweet ass pick and then just pick the smoggiest day. It's kind of a setup.
I think it was day to day, is what I think.
No, I think it was like the same day a year ago. Okay. I think.
Point being, it's scary here.
Yeah, the air is scary. Anything we can do to get the air better, we need to do.
Right. And
buses,
right? And it means less cars. It means less sprawl.
Yeah,
we can't go on.
We should be stopping. There should not be new drive-thrus
right
in town. Right. I mean, I use drive-thru all the time. I'm not going to say don't use drive-thrus, right.
but
I mean, we're in a bowl here, and we have to do things that the rest of the country don't have right. to worry about.
Yeah, and I think it's just some people still don't understand that, whether yeah. it's the councilman or the developers. And the truth about it is, at some point, we're going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, we're going to have to deal with sprawl, right? At some point, we're going to run out of land and have to deal with the fact that there's no place else to go, and we're going to have to build infill. Now, we could either start doing that now and make it a little less painful for ourselves, or we can wait 30 years till the point where we have no choice.
Yeah. Well, or what scares me is Fresno just becomes freaking ghost town, and people are like us, let's just leave.
And I mean, that really very well could happen.
The only positive thing about sprawl I hear is that how valuable ag land is right now.
Right, right.
I mean, hopefully that keeps happening because it's all, I mean, Granville's. I mean, do you see it where Granville won, right. you know, they, Granville bought, they bought Running Horse
right.
and turning it into turning an almond into orchard. Farm,
yeah.
So that kind of says something that
yeah.
Agland at least is on par with building houses on yeah. it.
So at least in that
having an almond orchard is, makes you as much money as building houses.
Right, at least in that area, yeah. So have we thoroughly destroyed this whole
council member
BRT?
I think so. We're all over the place, but damn it, we did it.
It's okay. It's just, you know.
We had to get it off our chest. We're late getting to it, but we had to do it.
Well, and I'll tell you what. If we had done this show on Friday, it would have been a completely different show. I've had about
You've been more bitter.
I've had close to a week to kind of get some.
It was like an initial. At the time, it was like right when you break up with somebody and all this anger and stuff. But after a week, you're right. just like, that person wasn't so bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. At the time, I really, and this is what I said, and actually, this I kind of hold true, and I think I want to move out of my apartment. I live in an apartment. It is managed by Granville.
Oh.
And I feel like I owe it to myself to not give them money. Like, I do not agree with them. You know, they have their guy standing up and essentially saying, arguing against BRT.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm still giving these people money every mm-hmm. month, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. Well, I love my apartment. I love living downtown. And it's crazy to me that they can build downtown. They can put all these, new developments downtown. Say that they're trying to attract and to get the a certain crowd of people, and then at the very same time turn around and vote against or try to work against BRT, to work against the general plan. It's just it makes no sense to me. And to be fair, it's not all developers, you know. Kyle Schmidt was talking about the developer he was working on for the South Tower
mm-hmm.
project, Terrence Frazier, who was all for BRT, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was and he disagreed with the council's vote. So I think, you know, some developers understand it. And I think there would probably be a space for a developer who could come in and say, "Yeah, I want to build infill development. I want to build along Blackstone Avenue." You know?
Yeah. And he did. Darius did say like I think at one point was just like, you know, I'd like to build Blackstone, but it doesn't pencil out.
Right.
And like, well, this actually would help
right.
it pencil right. out. But all right,
which
never
is,
mind.
Which is sort of the point, right? Yeah. I mean, and that's the point. If you have BRT,
then the general plan makes more sense because suddenly you have.
If they really think the general plan is just gonna really kill them that much, I mean apparently I don't get how much more millions they can make because if the general plan was just pro sprawl,
right?
If you have a good development, just because you have to spend a little bit more to build that development, just because you don't get as much tax breaks as you would build that development. You really think you're still not going to build the development? I mean, the developers are bitching about, you know, a little bit of numbers.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, this is what they're, damn them.
I love it. It's like you're speechless almost.
I don't understand.
Well,
I don't understand life.
Is there
I'm
other
an old
stuff?
Person now, and I still don't understand things.
There's other stuff that happened in Fresno. Nothing is exciting.
Oh, well, let's just all just relax and listen to some music here. Oh. And then we'll come back and be more positive and more fun.
You want to do, the band of the episode.
The band of the episode. And tell us about the band of the episode, Josh.
Planets Live in Houses.
Okay, but what's the band of the episode?
I don't... So for the longest time, I thought it was Planets Live. I didn't know. I just saw it written. But it's Planets Live in Houses. This is a new-ish band from here in town. And really cool. I have a album they just released, and it actually got picked up and will be out on some record label from England that I... Enjoyment
wow.
Records or something.
England record labels signed a Fresno band.
Yeah, or it, you know, I don't know exactly what the deal is, but the record will be released via this guys. They really cool, like kind of progressive, weird, jazzy, math rock kind of stuff. These guys are their friends with Sahab, and he like helped produce the album and sort of collaborates with some of them, some of the songs. So really cool stuff. Planets Live in Houses.
Yeah, it was. I agree. It was there cool it is. Stuff.
Yeah.
So now we're on the second half. This is a long one. We missed a week.
So we
got a lot of stuff still. let me drag it down again. No, Walmart going into the old Mervyn's on Blackstone and Ashland is good, bad. What is it?
Look, it's sad when I have to say this. I don't see it as that bad of a thing, and here's why. At least they're not building another, building. And even if they were to tear down the old Mervyn's,
yeah.
and replace it with their own building, mm-hmm. to me that's infill, you know?
Yeah.
And
I would think that's what they're doing. Are they actually using that?
I don't know. Building? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Because that's
usually
not
they
point.
Like to just flatten shit and just.
My point is, you know, at least that space is. It's getting used, and I would rather see it there than 20 miles north or, you know, someplace else. I mean, to me, I'm just happy that area is getting some use.
Because
what else would go there?
I agree with that, except that I am a huge Walmart right, hater. Right. I haven't spent money in Walmart in, like, 15 years.
Right.
But I see it as a positive as well, except that there's a grocery outlet. It's going to be a super center, which means a grocery store in it.
And you hate
there's that. A grocery outlet across the street.
Okay,
across Ashland, there and there's Vons
and
just a half a block down.
And close to that is Safeway.
So one of those, if not both of them, are going to close because of this.
And I didn't think about that. And also, you know. To Which be fair, I am the one who was yelling last time about no more Targets. Or two episodes.
And now you're like, Walmart.
And really, we don't need another Walmart, you know? But I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there is a Save Mart.
That stupid thing is just... Clinton and Black. It's just been sitting there for however long, you know...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good that something's going in there, but it sucks that it's a Walmart.
Well,
basically, that's what it comes down to. I hope something can do something with the old Fresno Ag building.
Right, yeah, and that's another one, you know, that who knows.
If they'll ever get something.
Target.
Yeah. But there's the Target on Shields and
There's not a Target close enough to me.
Close enough. All right.
And I guess that's the same with Walmart. I mean, we really don't need another Walmart, but I mean, I don't know. No, I hate it. I would rather see it empty.
I would rather see it empty.
Yeah.
I'm glad that some things are going in, but fuck. It is the worst. Like, what is the last thing I would want to see in there? It would be Walmart.
It would be a Walmart, yeah.
Okay. Some positives.
Positives.
For Fresno.
Get out.
Uber.
Oh, yeah.
The famous, like, I really never paid attention to it until a couple days ago. But Uber, which is essentially a taxi service that you can use with your app, that you can do call upon with your app.
But it's cheap, right?
Apparently it's cheaper than a taxi.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
And why?
That's what it said. I have no idea. I don't know why it would be cheaper.
So I kind of get the feeling that it's like just rant. Like if you or me.
It seems like it's just like a dude with his car waiting to get told to go somewhere.
That's what I think. I think it's just like random. Like you or me could be like, I want to do an Uber. And then people would call us and we'd be like, I'm right there. I'll be right there.
That's what scares me. It's like, it's just going to see some random guy like. I'd rather trust a taxi driver, I think.
It's very popular.
I don't know. Like, I know. It's very popular, so apparently it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard...
It's uber cool.
There's another beer podcast or beer show I listen to, and they love it.
Yeah.
So, apparently... So, I mean, Fresno, you know, we need to not drink, drink and drive, so...
It definitely is one of
anything that
those...
can get the kids that not drive...
It's one of those situations where someone saw a need and stepped up and, you know, I mean, it is a perfect sort of idea. We're a perfect market.
I'm
going
to have to take it and just see, like, why is this better than calling a cab other than I can use an app?
Well, and I also think that the wait time is supposed to be real
quick. Less. Like, but we'll see. See that part too.
And
the only problem with always encountered with calling a cab is like
5 hours later.
Yeah, it takes a while, and then like there's this back and forth that happens that kind of ruins it because you call and say, "Hey, I'm here at Silver Dollar.
Right.
I need somebody to come pick me up." All right, we'll be
that's
there.
The place,
and
that then you would have had, or what?
Yeah, okay. That's when I remember, right, last time I remember time. Getting okay. a cab, and. And so then you're like, all right. And then you're waiting for like a half an hour.
Right.
And then like somebody comes along and is like, "Hey, you want a ride?" "Yeah, I'll take a ride." Right. And then you just get a ride and you're like, "Fuck that cab." And so the cab, you know, and so the right. cab shows up and like you bailed. And so there's like this like vicious circle of you bail on the cab driver takes too long, you bail.
Right.
And the cab driver's like, "Well, I don't show up because you always bail." And like there's this vicious circle. So apparently these guys are better than that.
And the I believe this is what I saw, so check it out before you. But free for the month of February.
During February.
So
Uber Fresno.
Let's do
check it.
Check
it out.
Let's
see if it's good. Yeah.
Let's call him right now. I need a ride home from Mike's house. I just did a podcast.
I got a podcast buzz. I was saying on using the Fresno's Facebook, like, wouldn't it be awesome to go through a checkpoint?
Oh, yeah, in the Uber?
Like, fuck you. Pull the shit over. See him. See what happens. Motherfucker.
So, yeah, no, I think that's exciting. And it's one of those things that definitely was like...
it makes Fresno cool.
It really, like, it's on the hip. It's on the hip parade. Because,
like, this is what I thought of. Like, well, at least if somebody visits Fresno and is out drinking and, like, is in the, you know, is used to using Uber, like,
right.
all right, let me call Uber. Wait, Fresno doesn't have Uber? Oh, my God.
Right.
Fresno's so lame.
Right.
Because now,
I gotta call a taxi.
At least we have, a taxi.
They don't even have a bus service.
They don't have an app. What the fuck? They don't have BRT here. No. So now we're cool.
Uber, okay.
All right. Wait, before this is an older one too. We haven't been able to get to that. All you right. actually columned about.
Oh yeah,
what should be going in World Sports?
Yeah.
Speaking of vacant buildings in Fresno.
Yeah, so World Sports Cafe in River Park closed after 15 years, and it sort of sparked that. And this happens every time one of these places closes up north. Down here in downtown, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah,
you know?
They're like, we're all used to it, yep.
But up there, it's prime real estate. So as soon as it closed, people were like, well, what should go in? And also, I think H&M
is going into Borders.
It's going
that
into
Borders.
That
took a while. It took a while for us. I mean, they even, River Park was even, you know, had that big old sign out there. What do you think you go in there? Because we don't know.
Yeah. So H&M, you know, announced that they were coming in, and then the very, you know, that day or the next day, World Sports Cafe announced they were closing. So, you know.
Because the lease, they couldn't, basically the lease was, they had to sign on for another 4 years. 4 years. And Tim McDonald's like, well, I'm, you know, I can't commit to 4 years. Right. You guys got to work with me. And River Park, who notoriously have the bad property management there.
Oh, uh-huh.
They don't work well.
Uh-huh.
I've got some inside info on that.
Okay.
They're not great.
All right.
And basically said, no, you got to sign up for 4 years or nothing. Uh-huh. And then so McDonald's like, all right, then forget it.
So, you know, everyone was saying, what should go there? And there were very Dave and Buster's, Tilted Kilt, Lifted Kilt, whatever.
I heard that. I've never heard
someplace.
Of that before someone said
it's,
that.
It's a Celtic-themed Hooters, essentially.
Okay.
But I think it's a little more risque than Ooh. Hooters. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Too family.
River Park. Anyway, so
they have that teenager thing. What was that thing a couple years ago?
No teenagers.
There was they had that.
I don't know
that thing that notice.
Yeah,
no teens hanging out.
No gum chewing. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, I said and I believe that I'm correct that they should put in a live music venue.
Yeah.
You know,
well, if they want to be cool.
Well, and I think that if you look at it, and what I was saying is Fresno for as big as it is, it's still very low on live music venues.
Yeah.
And the livability study that just came out that said we were cool for, you know, young people, want a good place for young people to live. We had, I think it ranked us as having like 3.8 or 4 music venues per 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do the math, it's like we have 20 music venues in town.
Yeah.
And it not seems like one a high, of them.
I think we're actually right. lower than that.
And not one of them is north of Shaw. You know?
That's crazy.
Like actual music venue. And so, I mean, I really do think that if they put a music venue in there, and not just a music venue, but like a music venue that was well thought out, had, you know, a talent buyer, not a promoter, but like a talent buyer
right.
that had like, you know, all of the things that people, if it was like a Strummers or a Fulton 55, yeah. if it was that like that, it, or, you know, House of Blues would be so great because yes. it would have that national sort of draw that
right.
that River Park loves, that it would just dominate. I mean, I think it would just be,
oh yeah,
you know,
it would work. It would be huge. Yeah. And like, I secretly wouldn't want it because I like being able to make fun of North Fresno
exactly,
for not having something cool.
That's exactly what I was thinking as
but
I was writing
the
story.
For the greaterness
story.
Of Fresno,
right.
It should have that. Yeah. It needs to have that.
Let me ask you, and this is going to be off topic, and I'm going to surprise you with it.
Oh.
And I bring it up because I think that I have a friend who hangs out in Clovis a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a member of the Elks Lodge there.
I have a friend that lives in Clovis. Yeah. Can you believe that?
You know, and he says, and I saw it because I was at the bowling Bells. Alley the other day in Clovis. And
Rodeo Lanes, man.
Rodeo Lanes. A group of hipsters come in.
What?
Not just any ordinary.
Bowling, that makes sense.
Okay, but not just
hipsters
any ordinary hipsters. Like, these were like...
these are upper echelon like, uber hipsters.
These were like, yeah. So, my friend says, yeah. Clovis is becoming the new hipster place. And he
said, shut your mouth.
That's what I said. But he says he's seeing more hipsters in Old Town Clovis now. Uh-huh. And he says it's the new Tower District.
What?
And so, Mike, so I'm thinking they need to put a live music venue down there.
Whoa. Well, they have Jim's place. Downtown Clovis?
Jimbo's?
Jim's place?
Whatever
Jim's
it is.
Jim's place. Down in the country, man, the painter in town.
I don't know.
All kinds of line dancing.
He's, and I mean, they do have, I think, 2-3 coffee shops down there. I mean, a ton of like good restaurants.
Yeah.
Shopping. I mean, he could be right. It could be.
Maybe.
Are we
I'm
seeing?
Gonna have to go there now.
Yeah. Let's
see
find
if
out.
There's hipsters.
Hipsters
I
in
went
Clovis.
To BC's recently.
And.
It's
no,
busy.
No,
I think there was in the bar. Yeah,
right. Of course.
Yeah,
they're everywhere. But
because it's a big craft beer bar.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was my.
Yeah. Look out! There's. We might be noticing the first to notice
a trend
in Clovis.
In
there's
Clovis.
Hipsters in Clovis.
Hipsters.
Look out!
I'm moving.
Clovis has hipsters. I'm moving to Clovis.
I'm out. See ya, Fresno.
Speaking of music venues,
yes.
Fresno, you may or may not know about this, Josh. I don't know. Fresno's about to get a new music venue / craft beer bar.
I have heard some.
Damn it, you know.
Is it the Mortuary?
Yes.
Tell me about it. I don't really know all that much about it, but.
From the makers of Fresno Brewing Company come the something Mortuary.
And Goldstein's.
Yeah,
right?
Goldstein's Mortuary and
Craft Beer Emporium.
Something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Emporium or something. Emporium.
I don't understand the mortuary part.
It's just kind of like.
It's.
Haha.
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
Go
I
on.
Guess.
Tell me about it, though.
It's across the street from Cafe Corazon.
Okay, in that
it
building,
was always
yeah.
like an office building,
yeah, uh-huh,
like
uh-huh.
nondescript. Like, you just don't really notice it because there's nothing cool in there.
Right.
So it's taking over that whole building.
Uh huh.
They're going to have 40 taps. They're going to have a stage. It's going to be a craft beer bar and music venue. What do you think of that? And then nice addition to the Tower District. Basically, what you liked about Fresno Brewing Company is going to be in the tower.
Interesting. I will await. I think that's great. I mean, I think it sounds like a great idea. I also heard, actually, in that building or very close there, there's going to be a skate shop.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. So, all right.
But no, that's great. I mean, and that would be a good addition there, being that it's really close to Strummer's.
Yeah.
You know, so you would have another kind of walkable.
And Audie's. So you can walk from Spokeasy and Audie's over to Strummer's and then, the mortuary. And there you go.
See, we don't even need downtown, I suppose.
Tower District still cranks.
I'm moving to Tower District.
Move to Tower District.
All right. Huh, no, that's a good one. I had heard only rumors, so that's really great.
That's happening.
40
What's this? What's this other... Before we go, before we get to plugs here,
okay,
there's another tower rumor that would be horrible.
This is a tower rumor I just heard today, in fact, and I heard it from several people, several being two, I guess, so two people I heard it from, but it was up on Twitter. The Fulton's Folly, the antique mall store thing, closed, you know.
I can't believe that. Can't believe I didn't see that. It's like an iconic
last month, I think, thing, they closed. Man. They're on Fulton and all. The rumor is Dollar General is going to go and replace it.
Doesn't make sense to me. It's too small. It's too small for a Dollar General.
And that could
have to be a Dollar General Mini.
It could. Maybe that's it. And I mean, that could just be a rumor. I hope, but.
That makes me think of how much control the tower...
There's
a tower district planning commission. Yeah. Like how much control they have over stopping a business? Because I cannot imagine they would be cool with that. Like that dollar store.
The dollar store is already
questionable. Like, all right, I get it, because it's at least it's somebody moving into there.
Right.
But it was really it sucks that it's there, kind of.
Well, yeah.
And so, it just. I can't see them approving that across from Tower Market, because that would kill the Tower Market.
Yeah, probably.
Tower Market would be done. The grocery stores have a 1-2% profit margin, so anything that hurts a grocery store, that's it.
Yeah,
they're done. I mean, you lose 1% of your customers, and you're done.
Hmm.
So if Dollar General moves in, if that's an actual thing.
Bad
that Tower Market's gone.
Yeah,
not that I really go there that much, but right, I do go in there once in a while, and I don't live in the district. But that would just terrible. Like, hopefully they can
stop it.
So
you're saying no?
No.
If you're saying you hope the rumor's not true.
I hope the rumor's not true. I would rather see that building be empty.
Right. Okay. Okay.
That's another building I want to see empty.
We just want empty buildings everywhere.
Yep.
I would rather have an empty Mervyn's than a Walmart.
Yep.
And I would rather have an empty Fulton's Folly than a Dollar General.
You decide that.
All right. There
what
you
a bunch of liberal assholes we are.
We're like, we'd rather see nothing there.
Yes. All right. I think it's time to plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. Etc.
Sorry. We're a little long tonight, but hey.
It's fun. We had fun. I hope people learned something.
I hope people are listening. Tell friends that there is a podcast about Fresno culture. It's only been around
for
10 years, 9 years.
Way before BRT.
Thought about that kind of shit.
Okay, so I'll start with the plug.
All right.
So I'll plug myself, and you can see me. Well, wait a second.
Let's just move on.
So I am on FresnoBeehive.com, also FresnoBee.com. You can see me in Friday 7 section. I have a little column. The actual paper. I'm also in a band. It'll grow back. You can find us on Facebook. We don't really have any shows.
Fresno Premier Punk Band. Oh, yeah, you do.
We don't.
It'll Grow Back always has a show coming up.
We have two shows coming up in March.
There you go.
So, but nothing is
I think it's time to get on Darktown.
And then, I mean, I think that's it. I think that's probably most of what you can also find me personally on Twitter and or Instagram, Joshua Teehee, at at me.
At Joshua Teehee on Twitter.
There you go. Yeah. Love to hear
at Flowing With
Pod. Flowing With Pod.
Is our Twitter
account. Is the Twitter account here for the...
Rogue Fest is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, remember, Rogue Fest is approaching soon.
That's going to be great.
Are you going to be out there reviewing stuff?
I believe so, yeah. I think, actually, we're having a meeting, a Beehive Fresno Bee meeting tomorrow, kind of to make some plans.
Plan out your Rogue Festing.
You know, it's...
So Donald Monroe doesn't take some pressure off Donald Monroe. Right.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you this.
All right.
It will be 1 year since I've taken over my job.
Ooh.
Because I started my first assignment was writing about Rogue Festival. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So it'll be 1 year. I'll celebrate.
From Fresno Famous to the Fresno Bee.
Fresno Bee.
Boom.
Yep. There it is.
Neighbors. Paper.
Yep. Remember when I wanted to talk to you about Wiffle Ball League and you wouldn't talk to me?
I was like, I'm not talking to somebody from the neighbors.
Who is this guy? Asshole.
Hee. I need a real...
What do you think of you know about wiffle ball?
What do you know about wiffle ball, buddy?
You don't know nothing about wiffle ball.
No, it was quite
I didn't know anything about wiffle ball. I just wanted to know.
I was like, no, you don't want to know.
I was like, this sounds like the most interesting thing that I've...
And I would write back, no, it's not the most interesting
thing. And then Mike was like, no. Don't worry, it's in my backyard.
It's six dorks in my backyard, dude.
So,
and you're like, I don't care. I do care.
That story never got written.
I don't want my family to see me playing wiffle ball in my backyard.
I did write an interesting story about the this band of basketball players that had been playing a city league for like 40 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In Fresno?
In Fresno.
That's cool.
That was years ago. I don't know if they play anymore, but yeah. Okay.
Cool. You did the thing on the soccer
Yes, I did. People. The Gooners.
Gooners.
Yeah, the Arsenal.
Arsenal fans. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Rogue Fest is coming. The Germ Film Festival, they're still going.
They're going to have their
eighth
one coming up.
Eighth one's coming up. Their films are due the 17th.
Oh, I need to get on
that. Germ.org.
I was going to do
that. They always do a theme like, all right, do a film about...
This one is 80s themed, and you have to have a dance number.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, okay.
I want to see you do one, though.
I want to. Maybe I will. We'll see.
Well, you need to get back into the Sweet Fest sweeting, too. Let's do it.
Okay.
I don't want
see, to. We always say that, and then we never
I'll
do.
Direct it. Okay. And of course, all our other podcasts.
The whole Dorktown Network.
The Dorktown Network.
Dorktown.
Podcast with producer Becky producer and Bells. Uh-huh. And then Flowing With Famous, our craft beer podcast with Nick and Matt.
Yeah.
The Bearded Brewer.
So, Hillary has been listening to the Perfect Pour. Perfect Pour.
She
enjoys it.
What?
Yeah.
But she doesn't care about craft beer.
She just likes to listen to
The idiots.
People talk about stuff.
I love listening to idiots. It makes me feel better about myself.
There you go.
All right.
And then, of course, Dorktown, Perfect Pour, Flowing With.
Yes.
And soon to be Bourbon Podcast.
I guess so.
Once we check them down.
If they want in, they're in.
And see about that. All right. Well, if that's it, I think we did some good work today.
You want to email me? TheFresnan@gmail.com?
There you go.
Don't email Josh.
No, I will not reply.
And support your Fresno-ness.
Right. If you have things that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
Email Mike and just let
email
him know.
Email me or hit us up on Twitter.
Say, hey, you guys should talk about whatever it is.
Yeah, add us on Twitter. Say, hey, why aren't you dorks talking about this?
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Mike, and we will see you guys in a week or several weeks. Who knows?